Ratchet Mountain, the old Erickson place.
Today we're sharing a few ghost stories, your ghost stories, those footsteps and cries and apparitions you can't explain, but you can't dismiss either. Singer-songwriter Rita Hosking grew up in a haunted house known as the Old Erickson Place on Hatchet Mountain in California. On her album, Come Sunrise, she tells the story of the woman and her little boy who lived there years before, a tragic tale.
She was lonely before the Lord took her son. She couldn't take any more, so she took out her gun. It's there that she died with her hand on her hip. And it's there that she cried this song on her lips. Singing.
This is a story I grew up with, knowing pretty intimately, because my father would never wasted a good stormy night to tell me. And one day, I was waiting by the door looking out the window for the bus, and I looked toward the corner of the room, and in the corner, sort of coexisting with the plant, was a little blonde-haired boy. And I immediately knew that this was this woman's son. He was looking right at me, and I took off flying out the door, ran down the hill, and held on to my favorite tree, hugging it as hard as I could because I was so frightened. And then I looked up toward the house, and on the top floor in my parents' bedroom, the curtain, which should have been hanging straight down, was being held back. And then it was let go and dropped. I immediately took that to be the mother.
Wind in her hair, you can see her there, face in the sky.
Tragedies bring sorrow so deep and so strong that I feel like sometimes it just doesn't end with one generation. It carries on. And maybe that's what ghosts are. Maybe they're just carrying on this sorrow. So in the chorus, you'll hear me just kind of do that little howling thing. To me, that's just sort of a sound of she's calling out a little bit, which she did in her own way.
Singing.
Rita Hosking, her song, her family's ghost story, is called She's Waiting.